Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, I just pray to God today, dear God, that you move and you speak through me, dear God, and to me, God. I pray to God that you would encourage everyone that has came. Dear God, I pray that this word would ignite something in them, dear God, from your spirit, oh God, to allow them to move forward in who you've called them to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say, amen. All right, I'm going to continue in the series called World Influencers. We've talked about different people in the Word of God. Now, everybody in the Word of God, just because they're in the Word of God, most of them were world influencers, right? Because today we still read their stories and it still empowers us. It still encourages us, right? Now, none of us want to go to the book of Job when we're going through something, but how many know that even all the things that Job went through, God restored? Amen? God turned it around. We talked about Daniel. Even though his people were placed into captivity, God still allowed his will to be done in Daniel. And Daniel was one of the world influencers, literally, because every king that came in, they came and actually acknowledged that his God was God. Right. So we talked about Daniel. We talked about we talked about being a good Samaritan. We're talking about being a world influencer. We talked about the people that were walking by the Samaritan, or not the Samaritan. What was that man? Was he a Samaritan? Anyway, I can't remember it off the top of my head right now. I have to go back there. It was in Luke chapter 10, 25 through 37. But just the heart of being a good Samaritan and how that can change our world even now, right? Because a lot of people don't want to help other people based on what they want to see or there's a lot of things that happen. We also talked about the lady. Anybody know about the lady that had an issue of blood for 12 years? We highlighted her life because she, first of all, wasn't supposed to touch anybody, right? But she touched God, then Jesus, she touched Jesus, and then she admitted what she did, which was on the grounds to be stoned, right? She admitted it, but because she did that act of faith, going beyond the crowd, not even being aware or not aware, but afraid of the crowd, she still stepped out on faith. And how many times do we do that? We can't be concerned with the crowd. Amen. Last week we talked about the risk and the reward of faith. And we talked about Esther and her being placed into that position. This week we're going to go to a story I really like. We're going to go to Joshua chapter 1. Somebody say this is the courage book. If you ever need a pep in your step, you need some courage, Joshua chapter 1 is that book that you can go to. And we're going to read this. We're going to break it down. She said, amen. That's what she's saying. And let me say this. When we first open this Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, let's just read the first verse. And it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, all right, and I'm going to stop there. Because how many of you know people were broken just from what we just read? Moses had led the people of Israel for a long time, right? At least 40 years, right? In the desert. And the crazy thing about Moses' story is, like, he was close to God, but he didn't even get to go to the promised land, right? Now, I would have been upset. I would have been like, God, how? First of all, I didn't want to be here in the first place, right? I didn't want to go in the desert and walk around for 40 years. Like, think about his body, right? 80 years old doing this. That's when he started. He went back at 80. He went back to Egypt after 80, right? But this man of God didn't get to go into the promised land, but he led them there. He did what God called him to do, right? But he passed away. And now Israel's in dismay. That's their leader. But amongst dismay, amongst grieving, God speaks. To those that don't allow their grief to outweigh what they hear from God. Right? How many know some people, when they're grieving, they won't hear anything? You could tell them, hey, you just won $1 million. And they, oh, my life is just messed up. Why? Because they're consumed with their grief. But when you're alert and say, okay, God, in the midst of this season right now, even though I don't like where I'm at, what do you have to say to me right now? Right? You must be in tune with God so that you can know how to take that next step. Amen? Somebody say, get in tune with the Lord. All right, so it says in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. All right. Then it says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. How many of us heard that scripture before? I will not leave you nor forsake you. So next time, even in your storm, remember this. God wants to speak to you. God wants to reaffirm who you are, because that's what God is doing to Joshua. Because you guys got to remember, Joshua was already Moses' assistant. All right? Moses, he was there the whole time in the wilderness. Joshua might have been upset too. Like, why are these people blocking my blessings? Right? We were supposed to go. Remember, Joshua and Caleb were the only two that were like, let's run up in here, take the land. And then the rest of them were like, nah, we can't do that. Right? That's horrible. Have you guys ever been on a team and people said, I don't think we're going to win? Right? That's the worst. One thing I do, man, whether I'm playing on a team that's good or not, the very first thing I say is we can win. Why? Even if we don't win, it changes the mindset. All right? So Joshua had that mindset, but the people of Israel said, nah, we're not going to do that. Then they had to go. This is the reason why they had to go in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, see, this is stuff that's not written in the Bible, but just think about Joshua thinking about, man, 40 years, right? Not 40 days, right? Not 1 year, but 40 years. He was delayed because these people didn't listen. Now, I don't know about these 40 years, man. That 40 years is a number that you see in the Bible a lot, right? But I can't imagine 40 years of my life waiting for something that I could have had 40 years ago. But let me say this. Maybe God had to teach Joshua some things during those 40 years, right? Maybe Joshua had to grow up during those 40 years. Maybe during those 40 years, his hearing of the voice of God began to get sharpened, right? Maybe during this time, see, we don't know about these 40 years, but I know one thing. After those 40 years, God called Joshua to lead. And we're talking about world influencers. Let me say this. I don't know about you. I don't know where you are right now, but there's times that you may have did something early, But God is saying, no, it's not the time yet. Let me mature you. Let me grow you up. Let me show you so that when you do get this place or this spot in leadership, you will not fumble the ball. Amen. So Moses is dead. Joshua is hearing this. We're talking about a world influencer. One of the first things a world influencer must do, especially in the body of Christ, is be in tune with the voice of God. Right? Because how many of you know you could do a good thing, but a good thing is not always a God thing? Right? How many people have heard people say, hey, man, I just want to do all these things for God. And God is just telling them, just tell your neighbor that I love him. Right? But I want to go to the ends of the world. But see, Jesus even told the disciples, start where you're at. Amen. And as a minister of the gospel, one thing that I never want to do is just share the word with people all around, but never tell my neighbors about God. Right. And it's easy to do it when you're at church because they church people. Right. You church people. But when you are around people that don't want anything to do with God and you can share a word from God, guess what? God begins to sharpen you. You even get to hear his voice because he'll use you to speak things that you don't even know about them because you were willing to go. Amen. So I believe that Joshua's willingness to hear God's voice got him to this place. And God said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. All right. Everybody say, God will not leave me or forsake me. All right. And this is only if you're willing to be in tune with his voice and follow him. Because how many know God will not leave you, but you can leave God? Now, some people be like, oh, I don't know. That's, can you really leave God? We have grace to cover us throughout the rest of our life. No, God has given you grace to stay in the faith. To walk and trust in him. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean you might not fall. If you slip up and fall, that's what grace is for. But grace is not a, all right, I got saved. Let me do what I feel like doing. That's nowhere in the Bible. Because even Moses, we just saw, didn't get into the promised land because he did not what? Obey. Amen. There's consequences for being disobedient. That's just a side note. All right, let's keep on going. Somebody say hallelujah. Because people get quiet when you say stuff like that. Listen, if I didn't do what my parents told me, there was a consequence, right? Verse 6 says, be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. But then he has to say it again. I don't know why he had to say it again. If we look in this chapter, he tells Joshua to be strong and courageous 3 times. Right? Maybe because he knew Peter, you know, was going to deny him 3 times. I don't know. Right? Maybe there's those numbers that God always has to deal with. But maybe you need to hear something from God 3 times before you. I don't know. You might have to hear it 3 times to walk in it. Right? Because I know sometimes I heard something and somebody said it. They'd be like, okay, yeah, that's cool. And then you think about it. You hear it again. Ooh, that's confirmation. Right? All right. The 3rd time, it's like, okay, I got to do it because I keep hearing God say this to me. Right? So this is what God is doing. He's saying, be strong and of good courage. All right. In verse 7, I'm going to go there. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. All right. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go. Now, what is that law? It says this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe. Somebody say observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197.
to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Now, we have the entire, we can call the Bible the book of the law. We have that entirely now, right? In its entirety. Now, the crazy thing about it is everybody in Israel didn't have the book of the law. So when it was read, guess what? People listened. Now, everybody has the Bible at home and it's collecting what? Right. Why? Because we don't value it. Have you ever thought about when you give people free things, they don't value it the same way if you say, man, look, I paid blah, blah, blah for this amount, right? Now, let me give this to you. Or you buy it. How about you buy it, right? Then they value it. Like, for example, my first car, I didn't value it that much. It was given to me for free, right? But when I had to pay for the car, it's a different story, right? Because I knew the price of the car. But if we knew the price of the word of God, not only the price, but the power of the word of God, we will access it and say, man, I got to have this in my life. I got to be in tune with the word of God so that I, as the word said there, I can have good success. Did you know that your obedience to the word of God will determine your success? Now, I'm not talking about financial success, because I definitely believe this, that there are some people that follow the word of God that they might not see financial success. But I know peace is more than financial success. I know joy is more than financial success. These are things that God gives to his people. Then people see you, man, like sometimes they see you and they be like, you look like money, right? You ever had that happen? Man, you look like, can I hold something? Because you look like money. I just need some money. Why? Because you carry yourself a certain way. Because the world hasn't beaten you up. Why? Because you are strong and courageous in obeying the word of God. Amen? Amen. Verse 9 says, have I not commanded you? And I don't know if God is getting a little stronger in his voice at this point, but he's saying, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, this is a promise that God gives to his people. How many know there's going to be times when you stand for God that you may be afraid? You may be scared, dismayed. What does dismayed mean? Unorganized, right? You might be a little scattered. But he says, don't allow that to happen. Be strong and of good courage. One thing I talked to my dad about, like he was talking about, he talks about football. I think I know a little bit more. No, just playing. I don't. But one thing I like about some quarterbacks and one thing I don't like about some quarterbacks is their pocket presence, right? Now, a quarterback, just in case somebody doesn't know, a quarterback is a guy that gets in there and says, down, set, and he might say Omaha, right? Right. He might say some kind of codes to the team, but he's the guy that gets the ball, and if he is flustered, the team is flustered, right? If he is dismayed, the team is dismayed. The quarterback is usually the leader of the team, unless he's a bad quarterback, right? Then they got somebody on defense that has to be the leader of the team. But one thing I like about quarterbacks is that they are able to stay poised, right? Anybody ever seen a poised quarterback? They get in. Even if they're getting hit, they still get up. All right, we're going to make some adjustments. Then they, like at halftime, they might come out. Okay, let's add this blocker here. That way we can read what's going on with the defense. You see quarterbacks before the play, they point at different people so that they can tell their team what to do. Now, bad quarterbacks don't do that. They just get the play and they say, let's try to make this work. And they're looking like this and, oh, shucks, I got to throw the ball. Hey, why? Because they're unpoised. And I don't like that in quarterbacks, right? But how many of you know there's unpoised people in the faith? God tells you, hey, go do this. And when, What about what these people are going to say to me? What about what? See, if you're going to be a world influencer, one thing you have to know is you cannot be concerned about people. Right? The brother that I was talking about and we prayed for yesterday, he was concerned about how people listened to him, how people affirmed him. And I told him this. I said, bro, when you serve God, you're not serving people. In a sense, now you do serve. Let me be clear, clarify that. But you do not worry about what people say, especially if you're doing what God said. And his thing that happened was he had did something that God had told him to do. It was confirmed, but somebody said, don't do that. And it hurt him. Right. And he was like, I didn't even know this. The Spirit of God hit me, and he was young. So this discouraged him, and now he's dismayed. Right? Because he was looking for affirmation from people. Paul said this, if I was pleasing people, I would not be a servant of God. Right? Because if I'm going to please everybody, and guess what? In this world, Christians, we cannot please people, because there's going to be some things that we say, like, Jesus is the only way, that some people say, oh, no. Right? That's offensive. What about all these other people worshiping over here, doing it their way? That's not the way. Right? And it's not that we don't care about people, but we should never let our care for people hinder us from doing what God has called us to do. Amen? Let's keep on going. It says, then Joshua commanded. All right, so he got the word. So getting the word is just part of being a world influencer. Doing the word is what makes you a world influencer. Right? The Bible even talks about there are many that hear the word, but they deceive themselves because they do not do the word. Amen. And all of us have heard the word. See, this is the thing. You might not have heard the whole Bible. Some of us have not heard the whole Bible. But the parts of the Bible that you have heard, you need to do. You need to obey and continue to say, God, show me. Even if you don't know, this is one thing I pray. God, show me, direct me in your way, so that I know. And I, because one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to displease God. Amen. If I displease everybody else, but God is pleased, I can be all right. Right. Verse 10 says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves for within 3 days. All right. There go that three number again. Right. You will cross over the Jordan to go into possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. All right. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he gave you. And they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God has given them. Then it says, you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. It says, so they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only, all right, now this is clear right here. This is something that the Israelites, the people that Joshua is leading, is saying back to him. All right? It says, only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. All right? And whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words and all that you command him shall be put to death. And then the people said, only be strong and of good courage. All right. So God said it three times, but then God used his people to confirm the word that he wanted to speak to Joshua. Amen. It says, be strong and of good courage. Now, if you guys go and read the rest of the story of Joshua, it's a very gruesome story. Joshua is actually many times he is an example of Christ coming back to the earth to rid all sin, right? Now, Joshua did not play any games. When God told him to do something, he did it. If God said, clear this area, he cleared it, right? And he was strong. I think he is, if you think about Israel and their land, he had to be the most fearless warrior that they had and had did the most wars. I don't know. He was in a lot of wars. You guys know about Jericho, but that was just the start, right? But one thing we know that God had to teach Joshua was to be strong and be courageous. When we want to be world influencers, we must be strong and courageous. I don't know, some of us may be going through new ventures in life. Some of us may be going through the same things, and it's like, man, I don't know how I can get past this, but God is telling you to be strong and of good courage and to know that I am with you. Just as I was with Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you, because that is the character of God. One thing we know is that God is not a God that changes. If you obey him, love him, be in tune with him, he'll tell you the same thing. Be strong. Be of good courage. I will be with you as I was with Moses, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Tell somebody to be strong. Tell somebody else, be courageous. And tell them that God is with you. All right, we're going to close. Heavenly Father, I just pray, dear God, that we would take the next step, dear God, after we heard your word, dear God, that we would be strong, that we would be courageous, that we know that you're with us, but that we would follow you and follow the plan that you have for our lives, oh God. Dear God, like I said, many may be going through different places, but God, I pray to God that you would comfort them during this time, that you would lead them and show them the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say, amen. If that was impactful.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.